We could even do bits.
Yeah, we're working on some new bits. I'm putting my headphones on.
You're going to give me like some
you
kind
gotta
of
mic
cool
us up, dipshit. Is that donut good?
This is the Pope shit in the woods.
Oh, he licked it. Oh, it's a cake donut. I like cake donuts.
Yeah. I like the plain cake donuts.
You know, as a kid, I hated this fucking music, but now there's something about it I like.
Who is this?
It's Travis Tritt.
Oh, Travis Clit.
Look at him. He's cool.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He also did Don't Take the Girl, right?
Tim McGraw.
Oh, yeah.
Is this considered honky tonk or country? Or Texas country or Nashville country?
Well, this wasn't Texas because he wasn't from Texas.
This ain't red dirt.
No, it ain't red. This is all pre that shit.
Speaking of, did you see who's coming this coming Thursday to town?
No.
Long Cut.
Oh, shit. Man.
They're coming to the Gas Monkey Garage.
Thursday night.
I know, it's not a good night.
I gotta leave Friday morning. Man, we gotta go.
This Thursday, the 15th.
Think we can get on the list?
For sure.
God damn, we gotta go to that.
I keep telling you.
I don't think my wife will go for that the night before I gotta go on fucking vacation.
We won't get turned.
Yeah, but there's gonna be like, there's gonna be things. Yeah, I will get fucked up. And I gotta drive. I gotta drive. If we're at Long Cut, I'm going in. There's no fucking way, man. How often do they come to town?
Never. He usually just plays like Colorado and Tennessee and stuff.
Man.
If this is a wild success, he might come back.
JT Adams, baby.
And of course, oh, you're connected to Bluey, not me.
You want me to get some Long Cut up?
Yeah, I want you to pull up. I'm going to let you pick. It's either going to be Wide Bodies or IB featuring Demon Jones.
Oh, I see IB, so I'll run it.
He's copied in his shit for me.
Demon's actually a big name in this whatever genre.
Still makes me laugh. I think we called them Spit Cup as a joke, and then they named their first release Spit Cup.
Yeah, Spit Cup Posse. Well produced, well rounded.
The production is nice, and you got that.
I be lean back with a jaw in. I be that cat with a ball skin, a hawk skin, no cross skin.
What's he talking about?
Stuff I can't relate to at all. God. And to think I sat next to him in geometry.
I always think about, I've known him like my whole life, but my only memory of like interacting with him, even though I did it plenty of times.
Yeah.
So we were working out at the gym in high school, and he was like talking to me. He's like, man, he was like a basketball player, and he was in good shape, and he was in a very strong transracial phase, I would say.
Okay.
And he was like, man, I just want them pretty muscles. He's like, I'm not doing, he was like lifting really light dumbbells. He's like, I just want those pretty muscles.
Well, he got them.
I'm like, that's not how it works, dipshit. You gotta move. Oh, hell yeah.
I think this is him. Bugatti stacks, tsunamis, rock like Molly. Everybody say that
I be higher than a high beam on a watch. He's got bars.
BK's not in his head.
Are there? Oh, yeah. I forgot he can't hear any of this. This is not a good bit.
All right.
Do you think any of our fans unironically like that?
Beside me, because I started it as a joke, just like Nickelback and anything else. And then I got on a road trip and listened to the whole album. I was like, I'm going to listen to it again.
Doing the hand dolphin. We made a hand dolphin joke last week.
Yes, we did.
And then I was cruising home on the tollway, and I saw a young black man out of the, they had their windows down on the tollway, and he was hitting the hand dolphin out of the back seat.
He's probably listening to the pod.
But I was like, damn, bro. No one drives down that highway with their windows down.
Yeah.
That's loud.
Yeah. Yeah, that's peace right there.
I don't like cruising windows down unless we're going like a very slow rate.
I have so much shit in my truck, just like papers go flying.
And you're the worker.
Windows might as well just not be powered. They might as well be fixed glass.
All right, PK is finally joining the pod. He had a donut.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, welcome, PK.
Hi.
Oh, man.
Had a donut.
Wow, a standing O for PK.
Thrilling entrance.
He's just waving at everyone, just turning in circles, making sure he waves at everyone.
We do have a live audience for this one. It's a dog, but
how did donuts get a pass?
It's a dog with anxiety.
What do you mean a pass?
Like, you can't have, like...
Push into that.
Well, I guess pancakes are... Like,
what do you mean? You're already going on a tangent.
Like, I mean, someone's like, pancake. I want a chocolate cake for breakfast. People are like, oh.
Yeah, I see.
We do...
Breakfast is sugary.
You hear that drop on the ticket.
Salty sweet.
I sometimes eat cake for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I've always understood what he means by that, because you're like, yeah, breakfast is just cake. Pancakes, donuts, biscuits. It's the same fucking thing.
It's just like comfort.
You just don't
cinnamon
have
cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
French toast, crepes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're starting to really get in it now.
I like they crepes. Put whipped cream on it, a lot of these different things.
Oh, yeah. Like banana bread.
It's because it's a shortcut to waking you up.
Muffins.
It's that, it's muffins. That. Top of the muffin to you.
Pop-Tart.
Breakfast gets a pass with cake foods.
Folks, yeah, leave us a comment about why you think that is.
Are donuts originally Korean?
I don't know where they're from.
Or whatever they are?
I don't think so.
They do have a... They have cornered the market onto the donut shop.
Because they like to get up early.
At least in Texas. I wonder if it's like that everywhere.
I think it is. I think it's... When you turn 18, you flip a yen, and its heads is... A donut, tails is massage parlor.
They're not Japanese.
Nail salon.
They're not Japanese.
Yeah, and if it lands on the edge, on the side, like a Harvey Dent coin.
I was in a nail salon.
Oh, my God.
Only time I've ever gotten a mani-pedi.
Yeah.
You know what was on the TV? When Justice Scalia was found dead.
What, because he was shot with the heart attack gun.
That's how I found out. I was getting my nails fixed up. I was like, oh.
You're probably going to get in the mani-pedi.
I was like, yeah, we're going to get one in under Obama. We're going to get a justice.
No, you're not.
I know RBG didn't step down like she should have.
They were best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, off the clock.
Yeah, they
off
all
the clock. Which means to eat her ass.
He was pounding.
That's what I heard. I heard Scalia used to eat RBG's ass.
I would have smashed it. Ruthie. The Supreme Court Justice, I don't give a fuck how old she is.
Her little doily flipping white collar.
I was driving another day and someone had a window decal on the back of their car of
the glasses.
RGB.
The glasses thing.
RGB. I love that mix up.
RBG.
Yeah, Ruth Bader.
I'm like, who would get that on their car? Yeah. A Supreme Court justice.
It is a bizarre world where people are like, I have to stick it to someone.
Yeah.
It used to just be the coexist sticker, which I'm like, okay, that's fine. Whatever. That's been around long enough. Whatever.
Those symbols
But now it's like, you need 50 different stickers, or you need the fucking Bill Murray sticker.
You think bumper stickers are making a comeback because of all these
politics? If you see the Bill Murray sticker on the back of a car, like just his face, you know you're dealing with just the fucking...
Yeah. Just light it on fire.
Not a Sigma male.
Have you guys seen Ice Road Truckers?
No. Nope. Never seen it.
No. On Netflix, there's a movie like Ice Road with Leslie.
What were you saying about your nails?
Oh, how was it?
I was getting my nails. It was nice, but they found Scalia, like, toasted.
I've never
got... I scream cried.
I've never gotten... Okay, can I tell a personal...
How personal?
Anecdote?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anecdote?
I don't know.
Anecdote.
Anecdote.
Antidote.
A personal antidote. Go ahead.
I never trim my nails with a nail trimmer.
What?
I've never gotten them.
You've never trimmed them?
I
got to trim mine once a week.
I've never ever gotten a mani or pedi. I peel my nails.
Damn, that's
I have a tick.
Up. You don't ever peel under the bed?
No. I never get hangnails.
Just yesterday, I was reaching down to move the scale in my bathroom because someone left it in the entranceway to the closet.
Was
it
me?
But I don't know. You know, you do something and sometimes you overexert without realizing. I went down too hard and hit my nail on the edge of it and bent it, and blood went everywhere.
Miscalculation.
You think you're reaching slow, but apparently you're like punching.
I mean, look at my nails. They look that bad, or they look
so? You bite them? I didn't hear.
I don't bite them. I peel them. I've done that my whole life.
Your knuckles aren't very red. What's the deal there?
You look tan.
Yeah, what happened to your red knucks? That's what you're known for.
I don't know.
And the bumps on your arm. You're changing.
I don't think I like what I see.
You've changed, man.
Yeah.
Used to be knucked up.
Knucked and bucked. This is the segment called Netflix Exclusive Movies to Avoid. Ice Truck or Ice Road or something with Liam Neeson.
I wouldn't watch anything on Netflix.
You know what I told you this, but you know what
Except
I watched last night?
I think you should leave.
I watched The Watch. With Vince Vaughn.
Oh, where they're supposed to be the local security force.
And then I watched Ice Truck, or Ice Road.
Okay.
And then I watched The Watch again.
You had to cleanse your palate.
Yeah, we'll see if I missed anything.
Well, I told you guys earlier on our jaunt to the coffee shop that I watched No Sudden Move, the new Steven Soderbergh vehicle on HBO Max. Studs. Yep.
Oh, fuck. It's time to talk about the movies. Follow us on Instagram producer? At Silver Screen.
You kind of are.
For all our new listeners, I'm Biff Torque.
I'm Marlon the Fearful.
And then PK is the other guy.
Yeah. Uncle PK is like the enforcer.
P-Cake, they call him.
Yeah.
P-Cake?
P-Cake. He's piss cake. Because he's sweet. More sweet on him.
P-K short for pancake. Piss Ku Klux Klan.
Yep. Yeah, that's P-K-3.
the third power.
The No Sudden Move is it's an old caper flick, kind of a whodunit, set in, I would guess, the early 50s.
Caper, like the thing you put on those bagels.
Benicio Del Toro, who I always like.
Oh, he's great.
He's got something about him.
Oh, he's great.
Don Cheadle, who I got no issue with.
A little too dark, but some of the roles he plays Kieran are a little too Culkin. Dark.
Oh, I have something to say after you're done.
And then one of the guys in it who'll catch you off guard is Brendan Fraser. You remember him?
Yeah. How could I forget?
Fat is all fuck. Like, just a fat piece of shit. And he's got, wears a hat the whole time because he's probably bald as fuck. He's useless. What happened to that guy?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Don't try to be all sympathetic about it.
I'm not, but The Journey to the Center of the Earth ruined his career because he had, if you have three flops in a row where you lose money on films, you're out of Hollywood, and he had three in a row. And I think Journey to the Center of the Earth was the...
What was...
Nail in the coffin.
Last movie I saw his was, I watched on a plane when I was flying to Argentina. It was that Extraordinary Measures movie with Harrison Ford. Do you remember the preview? Yeah, he's like, I am working around the clock.
Yeah, the doctor, it had like the weird filter on it.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like glowy almost.
Yeah.
It looked like a TV show. I remember that during NFL games. Yes, all the time.
Yeah.
Well, he got the three strikes and you're out, so you can't come back until you reinvent yourself.
Oh, well.
But anyways, it's a fine movie. I don't know. The technical stuff.
Anything visually interesting about it?
Yeah, they use like a fisheye lens. It's kind of disarming sometimes, and they have a lot of Dutch angles coming at you.
Angle. That's how you know things are about to go sideways.
Well, it's good. It kind of engages you that way. And then there's a spoiler alert. Matt Damon pops up. You know, he's always uncredited now and pops up in movies.
Why?
He's
like
farts.
The bad guy. The whole thing is about the car companies colluding to keep down the development of the catalytic converter, which was an actual thing that happened.
That sounds like a riveting plot.
So they're trying to steal the plans. They're trying to steal the plans of the catalytic converter to sell to Studebaker Packard.
Oh.
It was like corporate espionage.
I remember all that happening.
But there's, they always have to have massive exposition in a movie to tell you what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
It took me four nights to watch it because if I watch a movie, I fall asleep in 15 minutes or so. So it's like, I'm just.
That's a bad trait.
This is good. I'm a good movie. I'm the film stud.
Yeah.
It takes me about a week to watch a movie. Matt Damon, he's having to explain. I think they know they're having to give direct exposition. He's like, they're telling Don Cheadle, they kind of stumble ass backwards into extorting the money from this guy.
Yeah.
He's like, you tell me what you know. And they're kind of playing the cat and mouse game of what do you really know?
Yeah.
That he really has to lay it out for you. And I'm like, oh, that's what's been fucking happening. I had no
It's a car movie.
I didn't understand what they were stealing. There's a lot of twists on who knew about what, who's actually the bad guy, who's in cahoots.
Imagine the balls to pitch that to an executive.
They did it.
Of all the films that don't get made.
I don't think it got a theater release. I think it's just direct to HBO Max.
That's lower risk because of distribution, but you still spend millions to make it.
Yeah, I mean, you had a lot of names in that cast. Don Cheadle ain't working for free. He's got
Speaking
Marvel
of cred. Don Cheadle.
Didn't he replace Terrence Howard in the Marvel movies?
I don't know. But remember the
Know.
Remember the show The Wonder Years?
Yes. Yep.
They're redoing it with all black people. And it's still set in the 60s, called The Wonder Years.
That's going to be...
Don Cheadle's the narrator.
We're going to get shamed a lot in that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a heavy watch. I'm glad you guys have such a fond memory of that time period. Here's actually what we were like. Burning Cross.
2021, we got to do a revisionist of The Wonder Years.
They just
got
to make sure we see it from all angles.
They need to remake The Cosby Show with a white family.
Yep.
See what happens.
A white doctor.
in Chicago.
Actually, a white doctor would be just as groundbreaking now as a black doctor was then.
Man, you're telling me, brother.
Because they're all Indians.
They're all Asian, some of the Orient and some of the Fertile Crescent. Is that the Fertile Crescent, or is that more Middle East?
I think the
Middle East is in Asia. That's Asia.
Yeah, it's the middle of the East.
You can't call everything. Man, they need to break that. Honest, they need break that damn continent up, because Russia ain't got nothing to do with those boys.
Russia's so big, boy. It goes across the whole damn thing.
They get to participate in the Euro tournament.
Yeah, they're both.
Why is that?
Because they're Russia? Europe.
Yeah, they have a team.
Russia's the only country that's considered on both continents.
Yeah. They don't let Kazakhstan.
They're almost on fucking
Kazakhstan
North
in
America.
Europe?
Kazakhstan sounds Asian to me.
I don't know.
I think
anything.
All the stands are Asian.
I don't know anything about where Europe ends. Let's take a look.
I think the Middle East isn't part of anything.
Technically Turkey, but...
Yeah, Istanbul.
I'm going to look up map on Google real
quick. Isn't Istanbul on half and half?
Yeah. There's a lot of controversy with that.
Yeah, tell me about it. The Crimean Peninsula, much?
Yeah, that really flowed out.
Feels like Ukraine... It looks like the end of Europe to me, but I guess it splits into Russia, right?
Yeah. The former Ottoman Empire.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Kazakhstan's big as shit. I thought it was going to be a little tiny
it's
country.
Huge.
It's got to be as big as America.
It's not as densely
You ever
populated.
Looked at a map before?
Yeah, first time on Google Maps.
I've seen TikTok. They like, if you want to keep a guy entertained, just give him like a map to look at for a little bit. I'm like, that's true. I can look
that
at
is true.
I like maps.
I'm like, oh, let me
look. I spend hours looking at maps. the other night... I have a hard time knowing if something's funny, so if this is not funny, I apologize.
It won't be.
Yeah.
Spit it out.
The other night, my wife, not this previous night, but a few nights.
My wife.
Right? She was tossing and turning all night, stressed to all get out. And the next morning, she got bags in her eyes, and she's like, every night when I try to fall asleep, I'm just thinking about like this and this and this. And she was listing all of her stresses. And I was like, I just think about building a log cabin. That's all I think about every night. And I just pass out right away.
Yeah.
So she should try that and stop being an idiot.
What do you think of that?
What do you think about to fall asleep, PK?
Nothing. I take pills.
Yeah, you do take some harsh pills.
Just knock yourself out. You dream?
He gave me one in Miami when I was feeling sick.
Yeah, you got knocked out.
Is there a ringing in anyone else's ears?
Yeah. I think there's a machinery on around here.
Okay.
Do you get, do you dream?
I had a dream last night, believe it or not. It was a very dramatic dream, but I don't really remember what it was about. I remember waking up feeling flustered.
That sounds sick.
Do you dream?
I dream in in Spanish.
Okay.
It's everything's in French when I dream.
Dreaming is a very weird thing when you think about it. Your brain just, you go to sleep and your brain's like, blah, 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 blah.
This is a dream podcast.
Throwing shit at you left and right. If people didn't dream and you had one and you tried to explain that to people, they'd be like, bullshit.
Yes, that's true. And no disrespect, and I hope certain family members never listen to this, but I have a brother who thinks his dreams are visions.
Oh, that's badass. And, very Native American of him.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're just the last thing you thought about before you went to bed.
Man, so I've been reading about Red Cloud, the last great Sioux warrior chief, won the war against the United States. No big deal.
Were you jacking off when you read it?
But they talk about the Sioux tradition. They called them the half man. It was like if there was a hermaphrodite born into the tribe, they were thought to be like
a half spirit.
They had visions. So they would send the half man out riding to come back and tell them with their victory conquest. Like,
I bet they liked riding.
It's just funny because like, they went out on like 6 rides until he came back and gave them the answer they wanted. And then they partied. And I'm like, it sounds like.
He's just like,
you were like, that wasn't enough. Go check again. have another one and see if we should do it
until
again.
Until I like the vision you had.
Man, those Indians,
savages and they were conquered.
They did fucked up shit to each other and themselves. Like the Sundance, they like strapped themselves through their skin to a pole and dance around it for days until you ripped yourself off of it. To like prove your metal. I'm like, you don't got to do all that.
I think everything worked out a-okay. I'll say that.
Now, they should have been, they fucked us up. But we got them with disease.
Preach, brother.
Chemical warfare.
What do you think's cooler, Aztecs, Mayans, or the Incan?
They're all the same.
Aztecs are pretty baller. Mayans had the Civ going, though, you know what I'm saying?
They do. They were playing Civ.
They had the big... expansive.
They were one of the first cultures, or maybe just independently, because they weren't connected to the Western world, even though they were the Western world.
Hell yeah.
To realize the power of knowledge over a people, which now that's all there is just propaganda.
Information, dog.
Yeah, so everything you see about their obsession with the sun and the stars wasn't for any God purposes. It was literally for local control.
Mm-hmm.
They realized if we can set up all these sundials and we can tell when the eclipses are going to happen, when the comet's coming, those kinds of things, we can pretend that we're going to call on a God.
Nice.
For the moment that it happens.
But they were actually praying to Jesus the whole time.
But the whole time they were praying to Jesus Christ to forgive them of their many sins.
That's why the Spanish came over there and fucked them all and made Mexicans.
That's what Mexicans are a product of.
What do you think of that?
Liars and murderers and rapists.
The Spanish conquistadors didn't give a fuck. They're like, this is our shit. America gets shit on a lot for what we did, and rightfully so. But those Spanish guys, they didn't fuck around. They were like, let's just roll up on these guys and stomp shit out of them.
That's right.
Let's rape them all.
I don't think my dear, sweet English and Irish ancestors did much harm.
No, the Irish are pretty much guilt-free, you know, up until the English occupation. Yep. The troubles.
Because they were too stupid.
Yeah, they're too drunk.
It's not true.
How do we get off this island? I don't know.
What are stuck?
But there's no snakes over there.
That's true. They got no snakes.
Again, speaking of power of knowledge, they're like, yeah. The saint, what's the saint retard? Patrick?
There's a lot of saints.
Saint Patrick got rid of all the snakes on our island.
Oh.
And then you're like, oh, did you know that every part of the globe at that latitude has no snakes?
Hawaii has got no snakes.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been introduced.
I'd be pissed if I was Hawaiian and someone brought snakes up on my ship. But you know how
they would thrive.
Not to have snakes down here, dog.
Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii.
Our boy, you know, he listens all the time up there in the PNW.
Yep.
When I went to Hawaii, he took me around.
He had a baller life living out there.
He did. He lived probably on like 3 cents a day. He actually told me he'd be on the lava flow. It, like measuring how big seedlings were growing out of the rock. And that was like his job for a long time.
Yeah.
Just in the sun all day on the hot lava flow, measuring grass growing. Fucking torture.
I think grants are a big... My sister-in-law got paid a grant this summer to go look at forest schools. They're just jokes. Like, you just apply to the government. You're like, can I get $30,000 to go investigate trans vocals? And they're like, yes, you can. And then you're like, cool, that's what I'll be up to.
We need to get some of that sweet government money.
Yeah, we need to be applying for grants.
We need an area of expertise, I think, probably.
Well, just say you're good at it.
What do you think?
I really that was the big controversy in Obama's term, was I think they set aside like $800,000 to study how to make FTM or MTF trans people sound more feminine.
Yeah, I was part of that study.
Yeah, I was like, I actually need more money because it's so gross when they sound like a guy.
I like it. I don't know.
Did you catch that?
No, I know.
You be having, man, we be having flies at my house like crazy right
now. Yeah.
We be having flies and a crying baby.
Oh, I heard that. I've had babies crying.
You're hurting her.
Just make her stop crying. What do women even do?
Put a sock in her mouth. Actually, I'll be honest, she's never cried before, so I don't really know what's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry about this.
Why can't your wife just fucking figure it out and make the baby stop crying?
I'm about to go have a talk with her.
Just scream at her, shut that bitch up.
Actually, I'm going
to
hit her.
All right. If we need to stop, that's fine. I understand the need of your infant child might need some help. Oh, this motherfucker went in there. Now the dog's in there. The door's open. This is late trash, folks. We're here. This is a podcast for young people out there living your lives, trying to get good information, have a laugh. And this is what happens when you get married and have children. This is what your life turns into. You can't do anything. You get rewarded, they say, at some point. What is that, from Dickies?
It says big yellow cup, but it's a white cup.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
You like Dickies?
You know, I haven't eaten Dickies in a long time. There's too many barbecue options to eat Dickies. And I was starting to shame the nuclear family unit and the whole concept of it, and I realized I probably shouldn't.
That's like your whole identity.
Yeah, my wife would be like, well, that's funny that you said that on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, real funny. Oh, she's good now.
Big. If I want to trade in my good behavior tokens for any pussy pie, I better get my shit together on the podcast.
It's like pop-up points, and I've already used my rewards points this month.
Yeah, I got a few more points done to get a nice piece of slit, so.
Oh, God, I bet that's great.
My poor wife actually has to put up with me asking for a lot of that. I think it's my testosterone supplementation.
I'm all natty.
That's a mistake.
I'm on nothing.
You should get on whatever you can as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And there's really no good reason for it. A lot of times I'm frustrated by the fact that my libido is so high and it's pointless.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm frustrated now. Why you want me to add to that?
Why am I doing this to myself? For what purpose?
To live.
My hair's thinning out.
Do you guys back the blue?
When I go bald, you know this rat tail I'm working on? Uh-huh. I think I'm just going to let the whole back grow out until
ponytail.
I'm going to be bald ponytail guy.
Yeah. That's a good look.
At our storefront, I'm going to be the front of it, and I'm going to wear glasses and be bald on top with a ponytail on the back.
It looks like...
And I'll wear Grateful Dead t-shirts.
It's almost funny if you count how many ventures we've started since the pandemic. There's like six, and we're about to open a brick and mortar.
Worst idea.
And none of them have paid.
No.
So
we're having fun.
We're not going to drop the full announcement, but there's a brick and mortar.
We are going to have to shut down and delete all these episodes and start like a new thing where we're not quite as subversive in our
comedy. We should be the Cream Boys.
We could be the Cream Boys.
Why cream?
I don't know. It just sounds cool. I like the way it sounds.
I do like pussy cream.
Okay.
I like the look of it in the laundry.
Oh, can I ask a really gross question? And I hope that I'm not stepping on anyone's toes.
Yeah.
You know when you're scrolling on X and XX, and then sometimes you'll see a person having sex with a black woman?
Sure.
And it looks like there's like frothy mayonnaise.
Yeah, like it's working on the latte.
Yeah. How is that specifically a black person's?
No.
No, they can't even juice it up that way.
But just, it's more common, do you think?
I don't know.
Is it diet?
You're asking the wrong guy. You think their pH balance is off?
I think something's going on with either the pH or the intermixing of whatever's on the other man's penis.
Oh, so you think this is a product of, or a consequence of miscegenation?
Yeah, I think it could be. No, it's usually black on black in these videos. That's what I mean. I've only seen it when it's that.
Okay.
And like, you know how you ever wash your hair with like anti-balding shampoo?
No.
When you wash your hair with anti-balding shampoo, it's not really meant to clean your hair. It's really just the serum. So you're supposed to wash it first. So anyways, if you just put the anti-balding shampoo on your head, this is where I'm going with this. It doesn't froth up. But if you wash it with shampoo first, rinse it out, and then do the anti-balding, it's like the foamiest thing you've ever seen. So I'm thinking, what do black men do to their dicks all day long so that when they have sex, it turns into mayonnaise soup?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
I thought for sure you guys would know. Y'all are way more versed than me.
Why are you using anti-balding shampoo? You got a nice rug.
I do it on my body. I don't do it on my head.
Oh.
I'm trying to get a little hairier.
PK, how's it holding up on top for you? It looks okay.
You have a solid head of hair.
The front is a little wispy, but I don't know if that's just a consequence of how your hair is today.
I mean, I didn't do anything to it.
I got this going on. I mean, this is starting to look a little tragic.
Guys in the comments, can you see with this?
Look at mine. You're going to have to get done.
You're losing at the back.
Yeah, I'm thinning up top.
I'm going to Bosley. Fuck it.
You got to get on some product.
Hell no, I'm letting it fly. I want to get real thin at the front and just let it kind of the little patches grow.
Yes.
I could probably stop the testosterone and halt this in its path.
You need to start doing trend.
But then you'll be like,
already, the damage is done.
I want to see how big
it ain't coming. It ain't coming back. Yeah. So, folks.
Finisteride?
I always thought I wouldn't give a shit if I would go bald, but. We will definitely, we're going to put that to the test.
My man's 4 feet from the microphone talking to you.
I'm also 35 years old.
Well, you're a father of three. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Are you having more kids?
No, I'm going to get snipped. Actually, the Monday I come back from vacation.
Are you going to get it cut off and tucked into a pussy pocket?
They're going to cut my whole dick off. They're actually going to slit my penis
in half
down the middle and spread it out and then, I guess, staple it to the side.
So cut it hot dog style.
That'll be the pussy.
Damn.
And they're going to leave the balls. They're just going to disconnect
them from the best of both worlds.
Machinery.
Vulnerable balls hanging.
I'll be a half man.
In a stinky pocket.
Oh, yeah. My oldest son, I guess, his balls can hurt now. I told you guys this. We were that sounds horrible. We were wrestling. My kids are pretty rough and tumble. I like went full choke slam on him, like lifted him way up,
wow.
Threw him on the bed, Big Show style. He immediately screams, my stomach, you hurt my penis. And he runs to the bathroom and throws up in the toilet.
Wow. And that's his first real one.
He got hit in the balls. Yeah. He's like, I'm like, man, I felt so bad. But I'm also like trying not to laugh because I'm like, yeah, a lot more of those coming, kid.
Yeah.
You don't forget each one.
But to throw up.
Yeah.
I mean.
I've only really puked once.
I know.
Line drive a tennis ball at me. And we were in the back driveway and he just like threw as hard as he could and just.
Right
full
on.
Ball contact. Didn't even hit the dick or anything to slow it down.
Just right in the balls.
Just bonk. And I just dropped to my knees and puked.
Damn.
I've never puked from it. I've gotten where I feel like I have to shit my pants right away. It's always the other way.
So every time you hit your balls, it like calcifies a little bit. And so seen those guys that can take like sledgehammers to the balls because they've been hit so many times and it doesn't hurt.
Oh, really? Like Wim Hof?
Yeah, I was watching one of those like Most Incredible specials and they did the whole like zoom in science look at it. We're like, let's see what's actually going on here. And his balls have like calcified so you can just like.
It's like Homer
uppercut him.
On The Simpsons where he can take a beating.
Yeah, you can take a punch.
Yeah.
But for your nuts.
My brain's so fucking trash.
It's like
I saw The Simpsons.
Yeah. I remember seeing a cartoon about that.
I haven't even watched it in 20 years. I could probably, if you've been a Simpsons diehard, your brain's probably pure rotten trash.
Because that's when your brain was working good, so you remember it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. instead of reading literature or.
2 hours of The Simpsons every day.
Yeah.
An hour of Friends mixed
it was
in.
Your comfort place.
Actually, in Crime and Punishment.
A similar thing happened.
Man, fucking Friends, too. Like, there's no. When you watch that reunion special, this is topical. I was like, the writers who created the show are like just old Jews who were like 50
like
at the time.
And wife.
Like, who are they? They were writing the show. They had no fucking idea what young people in New York were up to.
But that, I mean, that's got to be the best elevator pitch of all time. Where they say, what's it about? It's about that time in your life when your friends are your family.
Yeah, but
that was the time when Seinfeld was riding high. So they're like, just friends, just hanging out in New York.
Yeah, show about nothing.
But those people in their 20s in 90s New York would have been on doing a lot of drugs, a lot more fucking.
Yeah, it's very wholesome.
Yeah, it's way too. They're like these old, like, oh, they just go and drink coffee. And then,
yeah, they'd be just actually doing
a little misunderstanding.
All the time.
And the two guy roommates, they watch Baywatch together. And then they would have been like fucking, I guess they're jerking off in the room together.
Yeah,
like,
those
two
chairs.
Grown men watching Baywatch. I watched Baywatch when I was like 11. For cheap boners. These guys are supposed to be like 27 in Manhattan. With
and they're like, ooh.
Once an actor on TV and he's watching fucking Baywatch.
We know actors get pussy.
Yeah. And he was getting pussy anyway. Joe Tribbiani would have been up and down fucking Greenwich Village. P2B switch.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of fucking exotic pussy and sucking on donger.
He was the only one on that reunion that seemed like actually a charismatic good guy.
Yeah, he like lives on a ranch or something in the middle of nowhere.
He's like genuinely got some funny...
If you've ever seen Episodes, which was a short-lived series about him after Friends, kind of about his life, very funny. I don't know if it holds up.
You ever see it, Peak?
No. P-triple-K?
No.
Did you try fucking watching it, dumbass? Mm-mm. Everybody, check out Episodes. It went off the air 10 years ago. How's your wife doing?
She's great. She was cracking up when I went in there because the crying was making her laugh. I think she has misfires in her brain constantly. Yeah.
Women are weird, man. They're crazy. Yeah. They don't know how to handle their emotions. So it leads to all the conflict in the world when you think about it.
Every war has been fought because of either a misunderstanding that a woman caused or a guy wanted a woman.
Yeah, or someone fucked his bitch, right?
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, we really got to the bottom of that.
So that's why war is.
War is. How about that? Remember...
You remember the Simpsons episode about Juarez?
What?
What about the Suez Canal? What do you know about that one?
Well, the Ever Given got turned sideways.
Was that in the Suez?
Yeah.
I thought that was in the Panama Canal.
No, this was at the Suez over by Africa.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Suez is where, that's like in between Yemen and Egypt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and is it through the Strait of Gibraltar?
Nope.
I don't know. We're back on maps. Suez.
No, it's man-made.
Yeah, but we're back on maps. Tell us where
it is.
Yes,
we are back on maps. This is going to be over off of Mockingbird.
Didn't Yemen get all fucked up by the U.S.? Did we do something bad over there?
No, Saudi Arabia.
Chandler Bing went to Yemen to avoid Janus. Remember?
We introduced salmon fishing in the Yemen.
He said he couldn't get back with her because he was going to Yemen for work, and then she took him to the airport, so he actually had to go to Yemen.
Can you imagine that mix-up? That wouldn't work today. You can't just walk up to the airport and get on a plane.
No, I'm always disoriented by that on these old shows. People like meet them at the gate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They could have a bomb. They could be 9/11.
Some guy, there were some passengers who freak out the other day, and he was just, you know, throwing a fit at the gate. And a policeman, like, was like, stop, stop. But he didn't kill him. He was, like, calmly arrested him. And all the comments were like, oh, you didn't shoot him. Why didn't you shoot him? Can't we do that all the time? I'm like, this guy's been through security. He's not a threat. You don't, like, it's different when you pull up on a guy in his car at night and he's got his hand on a gun.
You see the lady, I think it was yesterday, from DFW to Charlotte, I guess.
No, I didn't see it. I heard about
it. She was first class, and I guess she tried opening the exit door.
She had somewhere to be? Like, while they were flying?
Yeah, like, she was, so... They had
She's probably Xanaxed out of her mind.
Yeah, so they had to turn around and land, I guess. And there's pictures of videos of people exiting the plane, and she's still on the plane, duct taped to her seat.
Nice.
Like, completely.
I hate that policy that you have to ruin a flight if someone's just disorderly. Yeah, just
still go where you
just
gotta go.
Like, talk to her and get the other side.
We're going back.
It's like, turn us around.
Boomer parent policy.
I know.
We're ruining for everybody.
It's a control thing. Everyone deplay. Everyone deboard. 4-hour delay.
Once we kill off all the boomers, the world will be fixed. I guarantee it.
Well, let's see. The boomers ended in the 70s?
No, I think like early 60s would have been the end.
So they're only like 60 now.
No, that's the tail end. I think it was everyone basically born from 45 to 64.
More years.
No, they're all going to die soon, probably. A lot of them spent the 80s doing cocaine and cigarettes.
Boomers are going to outlive us.
Probably. They're going to poison us with COVID. In the vaccine.
COVID's just like a flu, bud.
No, it's long term, we're going to be poisoned.
Oh, yeah. Long term, it's going to turn all the frogs gay.
Yep. It's going to make us all have two Y chromosomes. Wait, which are the girl? Two X chromosomes.
Two X is women.
XXY. Yeah, but you can have an extra chromosome.
Do you know about.
Is that a new pronoun? Like your XXYY? Well,
you can get boobs from it. What is it? Some kind of syndrome where if you're XXY,
you can get big titties.
Well, you're like basically a guy with tits. Let me look this up.
No,
are you goth?
Big titty goth.
Yeah. XXY, you're a goth.
If you think so.
And XXYY.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah, why don't you pull up a peer-reviewed paper and read that off to us?
I don't care about anything anymore when you really get down to brass tacks.
Any good murders lately around here?
I don't know. I've been getting killed.
A lot of shootings.
I don't know.
They're all
kind of
clustered around one neighborhood.
I'm really bad. I don't have any fucking idea what's happening in the world because I don't consume any news anymore. So unless it happens to crawl across my TikTok feed.
Amen. I've just been so laser focused on this brick and mortar venture that I just haven't really popped my head up for air in a few weeks.
Yeah, I know. We're really going to do it to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To change the game.
And I think the Patreon subscribers are going to get...
They're going to get an...
Special like access. I'll just leave it at that.
Like a ride-along for our entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, they're going to get to watch us actually make it.
We're going
to
detail every step of the way on the
Patreon. Yeah, we're going to document... Is this going to be a documentary?
Yes, it is. Thank you for asking.
Are you going to film us?
Cameras are on right now.
There's a camera
here. There's a camera here. There's a camera there.
So you're not going to be in it. You're going to be the man behind the camera.
I'm going to be both. I'm going to selfie camera the whole thing.
Oh, great.
I'm going to actually do the whole thing on a selfie stick.
What happened to selfie sticks?
You look like a moron using them, so people got shamed into putting them down. Plus, then some drone company came out that was like, it's just for selfies. You just throw it up, and it takes a picture and comes back to you. And I was like, that's even worse.
Drone, carrying a drone
like,
everywhere.
I'd rather see somebody be like, with a stick rather than be like, like a whole power tool.
And then you're like trying to look and see if it was any good. Oh, send it back up.
And you know it's not a quality
and they're,
camera.
And they're buzzing around everywhere at like Zion National Park. All those fucking girls are.
I hate that. I'm a big national parks guy.
Yeah, and they're all everywhere.
And they're outlawed there. You cannot bring one to a national park, and nobody respects that.
You can't bring what?
Drones.
Oh, okay.
They're banned from all national park airspace.
Why don't they just shoot them down?
Park rangers. They really should. Give I have my Part 107 license to fly drones.
AR-15 and blast those things out of the air.
You'll lose your license if you do, but I don't think any of these people have licenses. Nobody takes it seriously but me. That's why I'm going to shoot up a store. I tell you this every week.
You're finally going to do it.
Finally, I think I'm ready.
What are you yanking on that paper towel for? Are you having trouble?
Put it
up to the mic, show everyone the noise you found. Ooh.
He found a new noise he can make with a napkin.
Strong.
You are strong.
Oh, you're stronger than the napkin's strong.
You are so strong.
Jesus Christ. This is great content.
You found a new musical instrument. You're going to play this.
You haven't talked in 15 minutes while you were working that out.
You're going to play the spoons. It's because I did the paper towel.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely useless.
So anyways,
I feel like dog shit. I took some of that good cold medicine last night. You know, not the pussy shit.
Yeah.
Man, I woke up in the middle of the night, as I always do, but I could actually breathe through my nose. It was wonderful. Usually I gotta keep that Afrin close by and I wake up very congested.
Put tubes up there.
And I woke up, I was like, shit, dog, I can breathe. I might get addicted to this.
I always get
congested at night. It's fucking bullshit.
Do you think you have too much like pollen around your bed?
I don't know. I put an air purifier.
Air filters.
In there. Yeah, I do all that shit. I don't know. My life is just terrible.
Your life's
it's like I lay down and all my goo slides up into my head.
That's literally all it is. Yeah.
All my cum is just
bowling. You
gotta
sleep
over.
Like me, completely vertical.
Yeah, strapped up to the wall.
I sleep like an astronaut, and I can breathe great.
You can't breathe for shit.
I can breathe okay.
I used to try to wear those Breathe Right strips. Those don't fucking do anything.
They're gimmicks. They're too gimmicky.
Can you stick a tube up there to keep it open and flowing?
I feel like if you put a tube in your nose and it went all the way into your throat.
I don't like breathing through my mouth at night. It's trash.
That's when the spiders get in. Every night you swallow 50 spiders.
No.
I can't. You know what's a weird phenomenon is that snoring makes you so mad. When it's just a sound.
You ever wake yourself up with a snore? It's an alarming feeling.
I've gone through phases where I snored real bad.
I never snore.
I'm a snorer. My wife does not like it.
My wife will wake me up and tell me to stop if I do.
Remember when we were in New Orleans? We probably talked about this with our producer, actually.
Yeah, he's been doing a fine job.
God rest his soul.
His brother was sleeping in there, and I actually thought he was dying. It sounded like someone was choking to death. And he's just sleeping right through it.
Yeah, apnea is no joke.
I was like, I got up out of bed and walked over there. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I've been on work trips where I had to put, and it was a two-room suite, I had to put a mattress up over the door.
Really?
It was so loud. Because it was just a door frame. It wasn't a door there. It was that bad.
I'm like, you're going to die.
How are you getting any rest right now when your body's just fighting to stay alive? And that's snore talk.
I tried to use a sleep apnea machine, a CPAP.
Yeah, you were on the news.
It's fucking terrible.
I wish I could find that clip of you.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, you'll get used to it. And I tried it for like 2 months. Like, I can't. It feels like I'm choking to death.
You're like a robot.
I'm like, this is making me wake up.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like forcing air into your face and it's like fucks up your breathing pattern and you get real hot. I guess if I had bad enough sleep apnea, I'd probably want to use it, but I have very mild sleep apnea.
It'd be better than the alternative. And if you did it every day for life, that you'd be like, this is my normal.
Yeah, you get used to anything.
Because the girls on my 600-pound sisters or whatever,
I don't know what you're talking
about.
They
sleep with those, and they seem to be just fine, other than me
I have to sleep with an eye mask. I started using one a long time ago, and now if I don't have it, I can't sleep.
You're a woman.
They're great.
I like them, but you're
a woman.
It's
nice and dark. You feel it on your face.
Have you ever slept with earplugs?
No, I don't want to do that because I have to hear my children screaming at night.
That's why you wear them.
Yeah.
Now, I've done it a few times, earplugs and eye mask. It's very disorienting when you wake up.
And you're like, where am I?
You're like, oh, I'm still in the victim's house. I've got to go.
You're like, I am actually gay. I woke up and I'm gay.
I got a deep sleep and I realized something.
You ever think you're going to wake up and everything's just going to be all different? Or you'll just wake up and be dead?
I've never once thought about death. It'll all be over. I really hope I live forever because I've never confronted the idea of me dying.
Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, man.
What if?
I could just be dead and nothing would matter. it all be over.
That's a lot of red flags coming out of you.
Wow, I could just die right now.
It'll all be better than it is.
Don't have to worry about anything anymore. Just be flying on that astral plane. Ready to meet
PK
my maker.
Wants to do his
all right, throw it up. Cheer everybody up again.
I messed it up.
You did fuck it up.
I went too far.
You're doing great work, though.
I never should have pulled.
Yeah,
contributed.
I got too
like
close
this.
To the sun.
Yeah, there's holes in it now.
This is your Icarus moment.
Man wasn't supposed to go this far.
Music never
should
know
about this.
Yeah.
Oh man, you guys gonna watch the Euro final today or what?
Okay.
It's coming home, they say.
Euro trash.
Can you clue me in on what that means? I've seen that a lot.
It's coming home. Yeah. It was a song released in, I think, for like the 96 Euros or maybe the 94 World Cup. English people sing It's Coming Home because they invented soccer, football.
Oh, okay.
So football's coming home.
I always thought football was like Brazilian or something.
No, it's colonizer shit, man. It's British imperialism brought
it
to
the
world.
Oh, that's why it's all over the world?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was the other way around. I thought it was all the poor countries.
It cost nothing to do. That's why we had to invent lacrosse and stuff, and polo.
Yeah, real sport.
So we could keep all the poors away
from us.
The
best sport is the one where you get on your skis and you jump in the air and you shoot a gun.
That's a good sport.
That's how every sport
should
be. Man,
as soon as black guys discover lacrosse, that whole northeastern quarter is fucked.
Jim Brown was a...
Yeah, but once they get like routine access...
Right.
That whole Ivy League thing, like Calvert County, Maryland.
Swimming,
all those
rowing,
things.
Why would anyone want to get into lacrosse?
That's what I'm saying.
To dominate, the same reason.
Yeah, but there's no money in it if you're very good.
That's true. That's why the rich white people get it, because there's no payoff at the end. It's just a money sink. Whereas the brothers, they need a potential.
When they already have money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a flex.
Flex, bros.
Some sports are for spending money, and some sports are for making money.
Soccer's the one it's cheap.
Soccer pays fat when you get to the top.
Basketball is cheap if there is a provided court.
Yeah, but you have to fight people all the time.
Yeah, you do. There's a lot of A-mogging on the court.
I hate that about a lot of sports. Yeah.
I hate how competitive sports
are. The sport should be about the sport, but they're always about how aggressive they can bully each other. About how the sport
works. Oh, yeah. I'm terrible at pickup basketball, and I always get bullied out there, and I don't like it. Everyone should just be nice to me. Sorry I'm ruining the game because I suck.
So in 2004,
you don't gotta be mean.
5, we used to play a lot of pickup basketball down at the Bill Allen
Memorial
Park.
The Billy Allen, man. We never talked about Billy Allen.
Yeah, so tell them about the guy that was always
there. The coldest to ever do it.
We were 18, 19, and this guy was like,
first off, was that hoop 10 feet? It was the shittiest outdoor basketball court. It's double rim.
Double rim.
Piece of shit. It was barely, I don't even know if it was wide enough for like 3-point range on the sides.
Yeah, it was kind of narrow.
But we played out there.
But we played hard though, like every day.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We were terrible. We had a nice little, we made a fake league with printed team sheets.
That's right.
Like team names, like White Chocolate. Maybe we had a good time going.
So, but there was a man, and he would emerge from the woods. He didn't have a car.
And he had a dog on a chain.
Yeah. So we called him Billy Allen because the park was Bill Allen.
Well, we never asked his name.
No need.
Why would we?
And the guy dominated in the paint.
And he was like 50, maybe?
He was crafty.
Yeah,
he was
probably 50, 45,
50. He's probably a hard 35, but he looked 50.
He might have been older, but he was very good defensive player. He's probably defensive player of the year.
Played in flip-flops.
He was the first guy I ever heard say, not in my house, after he slapped it down.
Beat the shit out of us. He just saw these kids playing basketball in the woods with his dog on a chain.
And what else did he have with him?
So he was a full contact player. And I think he went up against Biff one time, and we all smelled poop.
Yeah. He's like, oh! And then he alarmingly stopped and kind of grabbed himself. His goo bag had opened. He had like an untreated wound in his stomach. Yeah. It wasn't a colostomy bag.
I always thought it was a poop sack.
It might have been, but I just remember him being like, I gotta go.
And he had a big rupture on his stomach.
Like maybe he'd been trying to treat an infection with maggots or something in the woods. Who knows? And it disappeared into the creek, never to be seen again.
Billy Allen. The legend of Billy Allen. He's probably in there dead somewhere.
The greatest baller to ever come out of TC. Fuck Darren Williams.
You know the legend is if you beat Billy Allen, he dies. And that was the day we finally bested him.
I stuffed him.
Yeah, he stuffed him and he just... He started to walk away, but as he was walking away, he disappeared. He
just starts disintegrating. His body starts failing.
Yeah. It's like Field of Dreams.
Not in my house, Billy.
Not in my house. And then his spirit went into the dog, and the dog was like,
the dog was barking. Everybody's chained up to like a parking sign. An actual junkyard dog. He lived in a trash. He probably walked up the train tracks every day.
Yeah, he was probably a
actual hobo.
Yeah, an actual train hopping hobo. He goes town to town just dominating white boys at basketball. Maybe he killed
Tammy Jobs with a sword.
He might have. I mean, he's at the right time in the right place.
I bet if he went out there and hooped just the right amount of days, he would emerge from those woods today.
You have to be there at twilight.
Yeah. Springtime, too.
Yeah. Well, we should try it.
I'm not going back out there.
We'll wear headset mics and play a game.
Let's go do a live cast at the amphitheater.
Live stream it. I think I would actually break down and die if I had to do 5 minutes of cardio on that court.
Yeah.
That was
I think it would probably destroy my knees.
I broke my ankle on the last time we ever played.
Oh, yeah?
And it was the game-winning shot. This is the highlight of my athletic career. Went up for a shot. Was watching it to see that it went in.
Hooped it.
It did go in, but I was so focused on watching it that I wasn't.
You didn't pay attention.
I'm going to piss my pants. You guys keep going.
So I landed on my right ankle and it just popped.
I don't remember this.
I do because it was broken. And the next day I was supposed to fly to California.
For what?
Party. Party with my friends. I went out to California with a couple buds. And
did you go?
Yeah, but I had to go to the emergency room that day and they go. They did, for whatever reason, they didn't have my x-rays back. I don't know if they weren't instant back then or what. But they go, all right, we took the x-rays. We'll call you if it's fractured, but here's a boot to wear in case it's just sprained. And my ankle was as big as a softball.
Yeah.
And so I was like, whatever. And I go, I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Is that cool if I get in the water? And they're like, well, we'll call you. So I never wore the boot because I didn't think it was broken. So I went on my trip. I was partying. It hurt really bad, but I was like, didn't want to wear the boot and look stupid. And then one day I was actually in the ocean, not swimming yet. I was just like soaking my feet in the Pacific. And my cell phone rang. And she's like, all right, we got it back. It's broken. So make sure you don't put any weight on it. And I was like, I've been fucking balling out for 3 days on this thing. So I'd wear a boot the rest of the trip.
Yeah, cell phone?
Yeah, Nokia.
No joke, yeah.
Those things are indestructible, bro. Have you ever heard that?
That's so funny.
I know.
I think I had one of those in my dream last night. And I've always hated that fucking meme.
Your vision.
My vision, my night visions.
I wonder what that meant, you know?
I know. In my dream, I just absolutely beat the shit out of my wife with one of those Nokia phones.
Oh, God.
Does that mean anything?
That's your third red flag for the day.
You think that means anything? I love you, baby.
It's very subtle, whatever it is.
I've never broken a bone.
Wow.
Neither have I. I mean, fingers.
I've never broken a finger. Never torn anything. You've had multiple back surgeries.
Listen,
so.
That's not a bone.
I've never broken a bone. They just disintegrate.
It's my goo. Listen, every year I have to have at least two major medical issues.
Your bones are made of sand.
My teeth are rotting out of my face. My spine is deteriorating rapidly. And now this year, my whole urinary tract system has been so full of bacteria.
Things are shutting down.
Yeah. Right now I'm on a 6-week course of antibiotics for my infection. Because I did the semen culture, and then we talked about this.
Yeah,
I jerked
off
you
jacked into that
room.
Cup and it overflowed.
Yeah, and they called me while we were at we were touring our new facility, our new brick and mortar, and I had to step away and figure out what poison was in my cum.
Was it AIDS? We think it was AIDS, right?
No, I didn't actually ask what it was. I just said, you need to take these for 6 weeks. I said, okay. See you guys on the 26th when you slice open my vas deferens. What do they do for a vasectomy?
Don't ask me.
Why haven't they called me about my insurance or anything yet? Like,
they don't care about that.
I'm just going to roll up and they're going to be like, that'll be $17,000 because your insurance isn't going to cover
it. I think even without insurance, they're only like $1,500.
I don't understand insurance. They don't want to pay for anything.
Yeah, what's the point? We need to get an insurance agent on the phone.
So I got to get another tooth pulled back here. Then implant.
Another one.
You know, this one I should have done a long time ago, too. But what's next, right?
That's the question.
Cancer.
New head, new brain.
I probably got some kind of... My neck's been hurting a lot lately, so maybe I've got like a growth in there. I don't know.
If you get cancer, you're off the podcast.
You're going to get hip surgery.
If I die, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I've been doing a lot of hip mobility work lately. It actually makes me feel a lot better.
Okay.
You know what 9090s are?
No.
Hey, mobility talk. That's a good. That's a good hashtag on TikTok.
I'll check that out.
A lot of good stretches out there.
I'll probably get a couple stretches in after this next one. So
I bought one of those massage guns.
I saw you using that. Is it all hype?
I kind of like it. Apparently, I bought a cheapo version of it. But I'm telling you, my shoulder impingement is like gone that I had forever because I worked on my shoulder a lot with it.
I can't. That move. Sharp pain. This is as far as I can move my shoulder.
I bet. Yeah, you got to work on some mobility, dog. I got you.
I bet I could get behind you. And
how far can you do it?
I can make them touch.
I can. Yeah. I'm probably about like you. I'm talking a lot of shit.
I got too much muscle.
Yeah, you are big and strong.
I got too much cum in my back.
I like to do this one. Oh, turn like this. Get those. You got to really get your scapula open.
Folks at home, we're stretching.
Oh, man.
But I can pop my back. I can pop some shit. I got the chirp wheel.
Mine doesn't really pop anymore because I'll do so much stretching on there. It's kind of frustrating because I always really enjoyed the popping. Nah. I pop all my children's backs. I reach over and do that too. My wife's like, don't do that. But I'm like,
I'm going to do it.
Let me hear that crack.
Yeah.
Whether they want it or not.
I like the crack.
Even the littlest one.
Baby,
I've seen baby Cairo videos where they're popping little
babies. Oh, if you pick him up wrong, sometimes he'll start popping on you.
Nice.
I saw slamming baby. Him around this morning. He likes to really get after it. He's a little, that's all I'm good for, really.
Kids are
feeding
resilient.
Them and beating the shit out of them.
You're toughening them up.
Man, they'll come after you. You gotta be careful. You'll be sitting there and they'll walk up and smash you in the balls without realizing. Because that's their hand height. So they're like, oh, punch, yeah. Bam, right in the balls. I'm like, punch away. I don't need any more children.
I want the pain.
Stomp on my balls.
Oh, my God. All right. On that note.
We got another hour? Wow, we did it.
We did it,
there's
folks.
There's no fucking way.
No, we did it.
This one's got to be better than the last one.
Even they might even end up as one episode.
Unlistenable. No, they need to be released as is after you do the requisite editing. I don't think we said any slurs on this episode either. So if you guys want to close it out with one. You feel free.
Mm.
We did say Chinese a lot, which that's a movie.
I don't know if I've said yet.
Okay. All right. So
we'll check in with you guys next week and keep an eye out for that brick and mortar operation heading your way.
Yeah. Be on the lookout for the brick and mortar operation.
Details to follow. Name pending.
It's going to be big, guys. So just be careful. And I'm looking for a song to play.
Yeah, let's hear it, man.
Let's get those final thoughts from PK.
What do you want to hear? Anything you want.
Come on. Like this song, PK?
When you working hard, then your money
starts expanding. I always like the. Want to lick me like some candy. The beat picks up. And them drugs come in handy. Last night, savage bitch, but no, I'm not. Metro Boomin. Hit her with no condom, had to make her eat a plan B. And I'm sipping on that codeine, not brandy. I'm just starting on my ex, bitch. Thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate it. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Patreon.com/LakeTrash. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch.